You're listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James, and I almost wasn't your host. Greetings to all the tribes of Israel who are the Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, and Nordic peoples. Our brothers and sisters around the world. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We seem to have had a few problems there, and it looks like I'm on. But is not registering my voice, but I'm recording this from another source. I'm going to try to get right into the message today because I believe we have a lot of ground to cover. We're going to finish up Dr. Wesley Swift's The Unclean Frogs of Revelation. Then we will move back to a book from my very first message from B.F. Jackson. And we will finally find out what I've wanted to tell you for such a long time. The title of this message is Three Frogs and the Serpent. Okay. Last week, I began to read you this Wesley Swift sermon, and I wanted to make a couple of points before I start here. About the first line here is, "Now you say, but why are you going after Mr. Eisenhower?" Now, I don't believe that Wesley Swift knew that he was the Swedish Jew, the terrible Swedish Jew, and that his mother was a mulatto, which means that Mr. Eisenhower, who hated the Germans with a passion, who didn't deserve to be a general, never mind president, was a Falasha Jew. Just like our creature in the office today, both of these creatures look the same. They're very serpentine. Yes. Very hateful. They hate the tribes of Israel. Okay, so let's go on. Do you know what that at one time I was the most ashamed of Mr. Eisenhower was when he was president and not when he brought Khrushchev over here, although I thought that a great disgrace in our nation. He brought Khrushchev over here, a communist. Yes, bedfellows. So he says, although I thought that a great disgrace in our nation, and it had terrible impact, but the time was when he was flying around the world seeing everyone and had gone out on a great sightseeing trip. And he thought this was the most important and that he was going to be president of the world. But when he went to India and India's millions came out to see this great potentate, from the land which had so much and which had given them so much grain, this land which they had heard so much about, so they came out and bowed before him and said, "May he live forever." Ah, that's a waste of time. He's a Jew. He's going to be bundled up and burned. Oh, yes, he is. I can't help but stop here and tell you what I told you in my news show was that there's a UN report. This is just quick. I have to mention this right now. There's a UN report that says by 2050, one in every four people on the earth will be Africans. Also, India will surpass China. But at the same time, China will also grow by another almost billion. I want you to hear this, what he just said here. But when he went to India and India's millions came out to see this great potentate from the land which had so much and which had given them so much grain. You see, we have fed the black babies in Africa, and now, and also we have fed them through our welfare system. This is the Jew that has done all this, of course. And the more babies they had, the more money they would be given. So, of course, they'd have more babies, correct? And they were comfortable so they could have more babies, you see? So now they're coming to kill us. Yes. And then what we see here is India, we gave them so much grain, it says here, and they're going to be the number one population in the world by 2050. Who did it? We did it. We gave them so much grain. You see? This isn't working out too good for us, is it? Okay. The King of America has arrived, and I could stand that because they didn't know any better. But when they took the President of the United States before the shrine of Kali, the wife of Lucifer, and the symbol of the pagan temple of Brahma, Vishnu, and Siva, and into a complete pagan village of India, where all this paganism was observed, as the President of the United States came in a priest, came forth with a blue and red ash pot, and he dipped his finger in it, and he put the caste mark of Kali upon the forehead of the President of the United States. Let me tell you that at that moment, the head of the household of Eisenhower made his great decision. He has brushed this aside and said, "I must remind you that I must decline this stamp on the head. It may seem as an act of kindness to you, but I am a Christian." He's no Christian. "And I come from a Christian nation, and I cannot permit the mark of a pagan god upon my forehead." If he had done this, his stock would have gone all the way up all over the world, and the stock of the white man would have gone up a whole lot more. For what was to follow, the rest of the day, the President of the United States moved around with the mark of the beast upon his head. You say, "I didn't know that was the mark of the beast." Well, any time you take a mark of a pagan god in order to have smooth political relations with his children, you are not making the testimony of a man of your race is supposed to make. Because ye are my witnesses to the ends of the world. And ye are to proclaim what? There is no other god before me. Well, you see, Mr. Wesley Swift, this is not his god. His god is the same as theirs. That's what you're missing here. You see, I'm not trying to discredit Mr. Swift here. He wasn't aware, obviously, that he was a Jew. That he was a Negro Jew, which is called a Falasha Jew. So he was doing something. He was proclaiming his god. This is incredible because you see, as time goes on, we're finding out more. It's not his fault that he didn't know that. They kept that very close secret. They didn't want you to know that he was the terrible Swedish Jew and that his mother was a mulatto. But now Yahweh has revealed more. So don't be mad at Mr. Swift. He reported it as it was then. I'm just adding a little bit of color of truth, real truth, on top of what we're seeing here, okay? I'm explaining to you. He's questioning why he's doing this. Well, I'm giving you the answer. So he says, "Ye are my witnesses to the end of the world, and you are to proclaim what? There is no God before me. I alone am God. And the least you can do is protect this temple that you live in and worship in, and see that the symbols of the pagan gods are not put on this temple where you live. From that time on, I said, may this man's removal be swift." Ha ha, play on words there. May this man's removal be swift, and may we never have a leadership like this again. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you. We've had many like this. I may be opposed to the concept of hierarchies of the Roman Catholic Church, the Babylonian religion. I may be opposed, I added that, I may be opposed to their control by using purgatory and other means which do not exist, and I see no essential in the process of being a Christian making the sign of the cross before a prayer. But this I am going to say, I can tolerate the sign of the cross far further than I can the sign of a pagan god upon the head of a president of the United States. Well, Mr. Swift, your idea of the president of the United States is also warped, because you may have not known this. The president of the United States is the president of a corporation. No different than Microsoft, no different than Coca-Cola, no different than, you get the idea. It's just like the police. What they really are is they don't know the law. All they are is glorified security guards. That's all they really are. This is all, it's called an eminence front. It's a put-on. Like the song had said, eminence front, it's a put on, and that's exactly what it is. Yes, the spirits of the unclean frogs were at work. They were moving behind the scenes of every nation, and they were not overlooking our nation or Britain or Germany or any other nation of the Western world. Their design is to tie up to the beast system and for the false prophets to secure and admission from those who should be the defenders of the faith that they would respect all religions and permit them to coexist. This is their goal. And yes, that is still their goal today. Now, you'll have to pardon the jargon here as I'm reading it. I'm reading what's on the page, and it wasn't done very well. Sorry. Now, I want to call your attention to the fact that every religion which denies Jesus the Christ is a false religion. It may have an element of truth because Lucifer filled up the knowledge full of wisdom before he fell, and he didn't forget all of it. And it is nearly impossible for a man to be wrong on everything, if he knows anything at all. Because final knowledge around things that are apparent becomes a phase of truth. But the fact remains that as to the religious systems and the worship of pagan gods, the acknowledgement of their greatness must be recognized to be superseded, always and forever. For the eternal God, who is the master of the universe, has no other gods around him, and all those who proclaim themselves gods are no gods. Let me tell you a mystery. The only deity whom God recognizes are the children of his spirit, whose seed is in you, and which will conform to his own image. And the only people whom God ever recognized are the people of your race, who are his own offspring, as he inspired the psalmist to record. Ye are gods, and all of you are the children of God. Why do you die like men? Why do you surrender to the power of darkness? Why do you take what the beast offers? For it is your Father's purpose to make you stand forth and conform to his own image in an hour when the earth is going to know the power of God from one end of the earth to the other. In which nations of this earth are to become the kingdoms of God and the United States of America? And the great nations of the white race are going to rule his earth from one end to the other. In this hour, they are going to bring his law over to Africa and over to Asia, and they are going to bring civilization whither they will. And it is not by plans which the Democratic platform had, although I think Mr. Kennedy, even now, is beginning to learn some things. And he may become a greater man than he thinks, in spite of himself, because of the hand of destiny and the movement of God and the things of this hour. Let me say this. We will not accept that there will be anyone who will supersede the person of the Christ in the earth or throughout all of its intent. The most important thing a person can learn today is not to be ashamed of the one and only true God. That is true. And not to seek to modify or to mollify anyone to bet their good opinion in the thought realm where they live. You as Christians are to be his witnesses and to bear witness of the truth. You don't have to apologize for anything. We hear some of these Christians running around the world apologizing for your success. When people start apologizing for their God because other nations and people don't have him, and apologizing for their success and beat themselves over the head for being have nations, they forget there are rewards for initiative and vision. I'm going to tell you that the reasons that the nations of God's kingdom are have nations is because it was left up to them. The beast system and the false prophets and the mystery Babylon and its economic program would have exploited you of everything that you ever had and would have taken from you by the process of taxation and the conspiracy of their double handling of the economy and the false military system he kept alive would have taken everything from you. He would have taken everything you had except God. So God blessed you with bounty that your fields produced and your ingenuity manufactured and your understanding expanded so fast that even the devil couldn't wrap up all the riches as fast as you produced. And you can say, thank God for that, for we have been blessed in spite of the devil. I am going to tell you this. These forces of mystery Babylon, which have built their one world government and have tried to expand socialism into every corner of the earth, are very active. One of the greatest battles of your age in the next 100 years is going to be trying to keep yourself from being swept into the beast system. At that time, find an adequate solution to your own economic problems of providing for those in need and for extending the necessary situation which must be protected under your form of government to see that the people do not become the victims of the revolution at the heart of the situation. You are going to have to adopt measures that protect industry, labor, and you. Measures that will make America strong and see that she survives, and then you are going to have to break the power of the unseen forces behind the scenes, and I think that when the nation rises to its responsibilities, that labor will see that at its best protection did not come out of its organizations, but it came out of dedication on the part of the leaders inside of their government. Then when they see this, they may tell Babylon, we have had all we want of you. We are tired of paying tribute to you, for you have brought us calamity and destruction. Now leave us alone. Why? It tells me in my Bible that Babylon is going to be swallowed up in the sea. And the more quickly it is swallowed up, the better off it will be. For mystery Babylon is the great abomination of the earth, and in every avenue it wages war against you. Did you know that one of the most dangerous things men embrace is fear? I have told you that myself, ladies and gentlemen. If the religious systems of the earth keep men in fear, and their approach to truth is obscured by fear, they can then be impelled by false prophets to do anything because of the fear held over their heads. I want you to pay attention to that statement. I'm going to read that statement again. Why? Because it's something I've been telling you about your feelings, how the enemy uses your feelings against you, how the enemy has always used your feelings. Just like, why did you give to the babies starving in Africa when God had it that way? Yahweh had it that way to cull their population naturally. And because of the kind of people that they are, they didn't want to do any work. And if you don't work, you don't eat. But we intervened, or should I say the Jew intervened and worked on your feelings, and you gave to that continent. And now they're coming to kill you. So let me read this again. Pay close attention. Prick up your ears very high like a German shepherd. Did you know that one of the most dangerous things men embrace is fear? If the religious systems of the earth keep men in fear and their approach to truth is obscured by fear, listen, they can then be impelled by false prophets to do anything because of the fear held over their heads. This is one reason that the gospel of Jesus Christ sets men free. It is because they drop the fear gospel. They know that the great Father with love and purpose has established his kingdom for goodness and will defend it with all the power and all the ancient force and his purpose. But they do not serve him out of fear. When men start to serve him through love and dedication to truth, then, my friends, they stand for liberty and are not bought with every chicanery of every passing election. Remember what I told you on my second message, the road back to Yahweh. A very important message, as all my messages are, if I do say so myself, because I believe Yahweh gave me these messages for you and for all the tribes of Israel. You see, if you obey the law, if you obey the Father's law, you have nothing to fear. You will be as bold as a lion. This is why we must obey his law, that we must repent of our sins, that we must be overcomers of our sins, and that we must love the truth with all of our hearts. I love learning, ladies and gentlemen. I love teaching you. And as I teach you, I learn. We're all learning together, okay? There is no doubt in my mind that there was more corruption used in the last election than in any election in America that America has ever had. And I am aware tonight that almost everyone knows it. There is a general statement around Washington, D.C. that every time Mr. Kennedy walks down the street, he is aware of one sobering thought. Wherever he sees two men, one of them was against him. Now that means that his election was not a mandate, and that he has to perform for the whole country, or very soon he will not perform for any of the country, or they will impeach him if they have to, if he challenges the security of our nation too far. It is my opinion that he is going to be forced to perform in ways he may not even understand or know. This afternoon, there was great elements of statesmanship inside of his speech, and maybe they were just being born into a new wave of vision for him. The next few days will tell what the next 100 days are going to be. 100 days are going to be like. But I want you to know right now that these three unclean spirits that move out of the economic, political, and religious forces of evil are, even now, if they cannot control you, are getting ready to gather the great hordes of the yellow, black, and brown world against you. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, prick up your ears. Prick up your ears. If you want to know who leads them, then they are the children of the dragon, the serpent, who Jesus identified so soundly in Jerusalem when they sought to crucify him. We are living in one of the greatest hours of human history, but remember that there is a great power that is much stronger than the forces of evil. There is a greater power than this strange miracle. Did you ever stop to realize that evil and vibratory forces of darkness have been mesmerizing people and hypnotizing them by repetition of error, the mass, and the pattern of error? That's the television, ladies and gentlemen. That's the media. Yes. And trying to make this great nation of God's kingdom accept the great format of their design. In fact, I think they, people of this kingdom, get hypnotized by that great eye that sits in their front room. There it is, where they see day after day the format of the world order repeated in front of them day after day. You see, folks, I told you, you've got to get rid of your cable TV and turn your television into an education station. Just get rid of the cable. Hook your computer up to your large television. Yes, your computer can run that large television. And you begin to learn that way, and you begin to move that way. Yes, yes, yes. Okay? I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing that ever happened to you. Once you get away from this programming that he's talking about here, you'll begin to become awake, more awake than you've ever been before in your entire life. You will be able to see things clearer. You will be able to understand things clearer. You will have more peace. Okay? So he goes on. They listen to the enchanting chant of the world order and look into the eye of the beast, which was going to give them power to speak in your own front room. Remember, the end of the age must be here, for they said they would make an image of the beast and that it would speak to you and would watch and hear the beast speak. And I have to say, I agree with this, because what do we see on the television? We see mostly the children of the beast and the beast of the field. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we do see on there. You're not seeing Christians on there. You're not seeing the kingdom of God on that television. You're seeing the beast everywhere you look. Do you understand? I tell you that every time that you look at your TV set, that you are watching the beast speak. I couldn't agree more. And this image of the beast is the whole foundation of the world order, collapsing and sinking, and in its waves of light. See, this is not the light of Yahweh. This is the same distorted light of Lucifer that I keep telling you about. Remember that when you go on the television, you go on the air. And you know that Lucifer is known to be the prince of the power of the air. So let me say this again. I tell you that every time you look at your TV set, that you are watching the beast speak. And this image of the beast is the whole foundation of the world order, collapsing and sinking, and in its waves of light being projected into your consciousness. And the power of the beast is then speaking. Now, it doesn't hypnotize nor mesmerize the sons and daughters of God who are kept alert with the truth, who understand that they are in a battle against the enemy. But let me tell you something. I wouldn't count on it. I'd get away from it. You keep feeding poison into your mind, and sooner or later, you'll have an overdose of poison. And the light that that TV projects to you is poison. It has poisoned your sons and daughters. It has poisoned your family life. It has poisoned your home. It has poisoned your mind. That is why there moves across you a feeling of resentment day after day. As you listen or watch something that is redundant to you, something that is diametrically opposed to the philosophy of God's kingdom and the things that you feel and believe, yet by the same medium are the children who, being in ignorance of this hour, are being hypnotized by these forces. Yes, you've seen children sit in front of the TV and they get real close to it even, like they want to get close to it. And they sit there in a mesmerized state of mind while the false light of Lucifer comes through to their mind and begins to shape their very being. Because as we think, we are. As we eat, we are. As we speak, we are. Do you understand that? All right, he continues here. Strangely enough, Asiatic forces and the hordes out of the Russians and these hordes and countries are arming for a war. This war has been in preparation for a long time. In fact, from its birth, communism has been boasting of how it's going to gobble up capitalistic nations. Every time it comes around to talk about peace or coexistence, it starts to tell you of how it's going to gobble you up before it's through. Even Mr. Khrushchev couldn't refrain from boasting of this. Even when he came here on a friendly visit under the ignorant behest of Mr. Eisenhower. Oh, it was not ignorant. He knew exactly what he was doing. He was inviting the enemy right into the house because he is an enemy and he was in the house too. Yes. And we see the Hegelian dialectic here. Pay attention. I will point these things out, and I'm sorry for those that understand it immediately, but there are many people that don't understand it, so I must keep on pointing it out until you're able to recognize it on your own. See, what he said here was, the war has been in preparation for a long time. In fact, from its birth, communism, now pay attention, prick up your ears. In fact, from its birth, communism has been boasting of how it's going to gobble up capitalistic nations. Now, I've already told you that these two forces, communism and capitalism, communism was created as an exact opposite to capitalism. But, as I have told you already, the communists are the Jews and the capitalists are the Jews. Would you like me to prove it to you? Well, you know already that the communists are Jews, right? Are the capitalists Jews? Well, who's running Hollywood? Who's running all the major corporations? Who runs, Dell? Or any of these huge corporations? Who runs Facebook? Who runs Google? I think I've made my point. You see, as communism fights capitalism, you get the synthesis of both, which in my view is called democracy. An easily controlled form of government, which is just what we're forcing down the throats of all the rest of the nations of this earth, right? Because, I mean, you have to be forced to be free, you see? See, Iraq didn't have a central bank, but it's got one now, and we've forced them to be free. See? And are they any more free than they were before? No, exactly the opposite. They're much less free than they were before. And this is just the beginning of their young democracy. Yes. Okay, he goes on here. But the fact remains that they continually boast of how they are going to swallow you up. They plan on it and they work for it and they think for that day. This is because these spirits of devils are gathering them together for the great battle of Armageddon. Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, which cannot be too far off. Now, if there is any one thing I am less afraid of, it is the battle of Armageddon. I have less fear of Armageddon than of any peace table to which we might send diplomats to sit down to. For as I look back over history, I see that we have lost more peace than we have wars. We just never lost any major war we got into, but we have lost every peace we ever got into outside of the United States. And we laid foundation out of error for greater war and greater danger. Yes, the three unclean frogs move out in this hour, but the Spirit of God is also at work. Now, what is the pattern of the opposition to the work of darkness? The Almighty God says, I am going to pour out my Spirit upon all my sons and my daughters. I am going to give them the vast thinking of my kingdom, and I am going to challenge them. One of the patterns was the great prophet Joel tells us about, is that under this challenge, we are going to remove all these economic and political parasites from our country who have been exploiting the masses, who have been placing upon us the undue burden of taxation and going away with all of God's blessings which have come upon Israel. And that's true. They've stolen our blessings, ladies and gentlemen. And the palmer worm and the canker worm and the locust are no longer going to take the blessings of God and make it their spoil. There's one thing I like in the book of Ezekiel, which talks about the climatic events at the end of the age and which are even now upon you. In closing, I would call this to your attention. It tells us that in the impact of these closing events, Ezekiel chapter 29, that these hordes out of Moscow, out of Russia, are to come against you. I think these hordes are not out of Moscow or Russia, but the hordes are going to be the Africans and, yes, you guessed it, the Muslims. But that he will turn them back and leave but 1/6 part of them. Ooh, that's heavy. See, they're coming to destroy us. They're coming to kill, steal, destroy, devour, and rape. But he says that Yahweh will turn them back and leave but 1/6 part of them. But he causes them to come forth from the north parts against the nations of Israel. And when they come, I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand and cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. See, they're going to be armed to the teeth. They think they're going to try to keep us disarmed. And the Jews have this plan, the evil demons that they are, they have these plans. Oh, yes, but Yahweh has a greater plan. And this is what they always forget, is the factor of Yahweh. One can never forget the factor of Yahweh. You see, what I believe is happening is that these people, the families, the other families of the earth, are showing their true colors. They're showing how they've always felt about us. They're showing what they want to do to us. They're allowed to come into our kingdoms now, and they're allowed to complete their sin. Just so, when time for judgment comes, even though they're not under our law, so to speak, they will have to answer for it. And they will have a brief answer to their question. All they have to do is look at what they did and what their people did. So they are completing their sin. Yes, we're upset. We want Yahweh to return. We want Yahweh to immediately come back and save us out of this. But they must complete their sin. They must finish what they started. So Yahweh is always there, so he'll let them get as far as getting their bows and arrows right against us. Now remember, let's liken this back to, okay? Now if you look at Ishmael and you look at Isaac, this is not the first time the seed of Abraham has had the arrow pointed at him and was in danger of being wiped off the earth. Yes, think about it. Ishmael pointed his arrow right at Isaac, and I believe he intended to kill. But Yahweh turned that back too, just as he will turn them back and leave but 1/6 part of them. But he causes them to come from the north parts against the nations of Israel. And when they come, I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand and cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. This promise of God tells me that there will not be one weapon which will be successful against God's kingdom. No weapon formed against thee shall prosper. Praise you, Yahweh, because you, I know we can count on you. You may not be able to count on us as much as we count on you, but I'm hoping you'll be able to count on us as much. And we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for protecting us and watching over us, because we are in the same danger that Isaac was in those many years ago. We will knock their missiles down with interception missiles. The very hand of God, the very intervention of the mysterious hordes of heaven will stop this attack against you. It will destroy all their projectiles, and then thou shall be broken and fall upon the nation of Israel. Thou and thy bands and the people with thee, I will give thee to the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the field to be devoured. Very interesting. Well, I'm sure the black people would love to eat some of you, but they'll eat themselves too, so perhaps I don't think that's the beast of the field he was referring to, but it fits right in anyway. Now, I want you to know that as God talks about this, and he talks about the defeat of the hordes coming against the kingdom of God, in that day, out of this victory, when the hordes come against God's kingdom, then out of this nation of God's kingdom, out of this land of unwalled villages, the real Israel comes a true desire for justice and righteousness and peace. Once in a while I hear a president or some one of the leaders talk about a great desire for peace, a great desire for all men to live in justice and righteousness. Do you know how that peace is going to come? Yes, I do, Mr. Swift. It's only going to come through Yahweh. That's how that peace will come. The world will be disarmed because America is going to disarm it. But when that comes, we will already have won victory over the hordes of the Asiatics, and their arms will be broken. And no one is going to gather the material out of the fields, the forests, or the mines to make more arms. We are going to burn or consume them, and we are going to spoil everyone who has spoiled us. We are going to take back everything that anybody has robbed us of. Praise you, Yahweh, praise you. Thus saith Yahweh. Do you know what the cry is going to be on that day? Oi, oi, oi. And when we have taken back everything which they robbed us of, they won't even carry off the paper when that day comes. Someone says, I don't like that. Well, I didn't write that page. but I kind of like it. Do you know what they say when they see the hand of God and something happens? They run out of the country, for they are afraid that America is going to wake up. You say, who am I talking about? Well, who is running? If you don't know who they are, then it doesn't make any difference. But the people who are running are the international people. When I told you, as I teach you, whenever you hear the term international, you should know immediately who that refers to. I know most of you do. Roger, I know you're out there, right? I know you know who that is, but there are people that don't. Who are the international people but the Jews? Who runs out of countries and is doing it this very day but the Jews? They don't have a country, he says. And no country is their home. They run to other parts of the world, and they only manipulate and use any country they are in. All right, but every time they go, they carry off the spoil. The strangest thing is that Mr. Eisenhower did, and this, see, this writing is terrible. The strangest thing is what Mr. Eisenhower did. And this was a week ago yesterday. As he took America one step further out of the gold ranks, he said that no American citizen could hold gold outside of the U.S., and that they would have to get it sold by June 1st or be felons, of course, just like the people inside the U.S. If they have held gold since the decree of Mr. Roosevelt, then they have never established if this is constitutional or not. But the matter still remains such that all these who are running out of America to Rio de Janeiro or Mexico City or anywhere else and still holding on to their American citizenship so they can run back to the Bronx or New York City and handle their business while their families live outside the country, but they are about ready to pull the rug out from under us and let the bombs fall and Russian communism, which they finance, drop on us while they have their families out of the way. Now, let me bring that up to date. Okay, so it's not the Russians we're talking about. What we're talking about is these Muslims, is these Negroes, these Africans that they're bringing in, these Syrians, these so-called terrorists, the Pakis, etc. See, these Jews, what he said here is they were bringing these enemies into our countries while they got their families out of their countries. Well, that's what they're doing right now. A record number of Jews left France for that little trash heap in Israel. You see? And so they're leaving us to take the heat. They brought in the fire, and now it's getting a little too hot for them, and they're leaving. And you're going to take the heat as far as they can see. They always forget that Yahweh is there. Okay, he continues on. Oh, they want the last drop of business they can get, just as long as there's any way to get and keep coming back in and out of America to get it. I noticed the other day that there was a great gathering of them in Mexico City. And just as this day before inaugural came, that great DC-8 crashed on takeoff and these fellows started pouring out of the rear hatch just as fast as they could jump. Now, I don't blame them for getting out because they would have been incinerated if they hadn't. But you had a chance to see who they were, Mr. Goldberg, Mr. Guinnessberg, Mr. Cohen, and all the rest of them came out to tell you how they escaped out of this situation. But where were they going? The day before the inauguration, they were all rushing down to Mexico City. What is this big stir amongst all these people? What are the international, why are they on the run? Because they are trying to figure out what to do with their gold. Now, whether Mr. Eisenhower did this by intent or whether he thought he was locking up the gold drain and wanted to get the credit on this before a new administration came in, I don't know. But I will tell you what he has done. Every Jew and everyone else engaged in international finance outside the U.S. is either going to have to dump all of their assets in gold by the 1st of June or lose his citizenship, or else be a felon and go to jail if he comes back. Now, I know some of these fellows, and they are going to be torn if they have to choose between citizenship or their gold. And they will hang on to their gold, because that's their god, and not come back. That's one of their many gods. With all this cry about gold, if we could get rid of all these enemies of Jesus Christ in this Christian nation, all the gold we have would not be too great a price to get that done. I have often looked at all that Yahweh has promised to do for us. He promised to bless Isaac and Jacob, and he promised to bless Job. He promised to bless you and I with all the fruitful things which come out of the soil and all the things that were necessary to increase the flocks and to bless the grain and to increase our houses and to let us build all new things. But there is no place in the whole scripture where God says, I'm going to heap upon you a pile of gold. Did you know that? You can go through this book, and it is only Babylon which is always hanging on to gold, the heads of gold, the head of gold. God's kingdom doesn't need it, for you can't eat it. Oh, you can wear it, but even though it may look pretty, let me tell you something. You would be better off if they had all the gold and sat around in it in some far-off place while God blessed you with all things that are really wealth. Remember, they will be throwing their gold into the streets, as the scriptures say. If you hinged your economy from now on forever to the standards of Yahweh and threw out the unclean frogs because you cut off the one operation by which they move, which is the manipulation of money, for the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, let me say one thing, too. As I thought more about who these unclean frogs could be, I agree it's communism and things like that, but I had said that it could be FDR, Churchill, and Uncle Joe. But let's just tell it what it really is. You see, they called in the wars, especially World War II, they called Germany and Japan and Italy the Axis of Evil. But in reality, the Axis of Evil was America, England, and Russia at that point. Russia has since gone through some kind of a change, I'm hoping. But there's your three unclean frogs, as far as I'm concerned. The United States. Not that this is not God's nation, but it is under the control of the frogs at this point, because you must remember that England is the financial capital of this whole Babylonian setup. And of course, they have places in America that are sub-capitals, of course, New York being one of them. Notice how our militaries have done all these dastardly things. Look what the Russian military did to Germany and to Poland and all the different places after the war. Now, I don't know if Russia has repented and Russia has turned around. It looks like it's turning around. That's all I can say. But at least the other two frogs, America and the UK, certainly look to me to be just as filthy and rotten and evil as they always have been. Maybe the other frog is now the world religion, which I would say, because you have, okay, what I could say is this, okay? You have Washington, D.C., you have the obelisk, right? Washington, D.C. is not part of the corporation, I mean, not part of the United States of America, okay? It's a private kingdom. As the city of London, within the city of London, is a private kingdom. As the Vatican is a private kingdom, it's not part of Italy. That could be your modified three frogs. Remember, frogs can jump. So, he continues, then your gold would become cleansed because it would no longer be gold. It would be something tried in the fire and become something different in nature, have new value. It would be a spiritual gold of a new vitality and new nature. So these unclean frogs represent the sum total of these unclean forces who gather men to their inevitable destiny. Statesmanship cannot avoid it. And clear statesmanship can be prepared to win it. I will say that the president did say that we are going to get militarily strong. Yeah, so we can go force democracy upon the rest of the world. Well, remember, we're talking about his time, right? And we better. If there is any defense minister in the U.S. who doesn't believe in this, then we better remove him fast and replace him with someone who believes in a strong America. Someone always says, we can't afford it. This is a fantastic thing to say. There isn't anything that you can make in America that you can't afford. But this is because Babylon has been your master. Anything you can make, then you can make money to pay for its construction, and you can enjoy the work of your hands in the coordinated endeavor of your society and under the kingdom of God in the great new era ahead of you. There is going to be an era of prosperity under vision. If this president is not going to give it to you, then God is going to replace him and give you one who will. For we are on the road to the greatest destiny that the world has ever known. The world is going to know the nations of God's kingdom are going to catch on to the liberation, and the powers of darkness are going to be blasted by the Spirit of God. Some people say, I am looking for a great revival. So am I. Some say, I am looking for a great outpouring of God's Spirit. So am I. But they aren't going to pack people in some tent, and they aren't going to hit the sawdust trail. This Spirit of God is going to stimulate the insides of their soul. This Spirit of God is going to cause their minds to work with inside clearness, which will show them the blueprints of God's plan. It's going to show them how to handle things over which He has given them stewardship. And it is going to turn loose the great cry of thanks. Yes. Thank Him every day. Don't wait for Thanksgiving. Thank Him every day for the things. Thank Him for the little things He has done, and for the big things He has done, and for the protection that He has given you, and for the wisdom that He has given you, and the teaching that He has given you, and for the food and the shelter and the clothing and all these things, that the air and everything. Our great cry of thanks to Yahweh means a lot to Him, and it should mean a lot to you too. So he says, and it is going to turn loose the great cry of thanks, and praise be unto God who has delivered us from all the powers of darkness forever. And they are going to sing the song of Moses and the Lamb. I'm going to tell you that this is going to transpire in this land and in this nation of God's kingdom, and I think you are now on that road. And that's the end of the message, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, I will not be able to get into the serpent aspect, and we'll do so next week. You know, you have to appreciate people that have given their lives for the kingdom. The ones in the past, the ones now, and the ones in the future to come. You know, when the American Revolution was carried off, no, it didn't take the whole population of the colonies to carry it off. I believe it was around somewhere from the range of 3 to 15% of the population. It was very small, is my point. And so, this is why I feel a great responsibility to you, brothers and sisters, to the kingdom, and to Yahweh. And we should all have that same sense of duty as soldiers of the kingdom, as soldiers of righteousness. Somebody has to start the ball rolling. Somebody has to turn off the TV. Somebody has to forget about the former life and begin to look to the kingdom. You see, Jesus Christ preached the kingdom of God. The apostles preached the kingdom of God. That's important, ladies and gentlemen. It's important to understand the kingdom of God. You see, if more and more soldiers will step up to the plate, Yahweh will have reason to move. If there were just 50 just men, he'd save a nation. What do we need now more than anything in this world is national salvation. I do believe that Yahweh is allowing this to happen because otherwise a lot of us would not wake up. And it certainly seems to me that it takes a punch in the head or a boot in the tail to wake some people up. You see, until it affects them directly, there's no reason for them to wake up. They carry on in the way they always have carried on. But listen, the party is over. The world party is over. The party in America is over. We're at war, ladies and gentlemen. And when you're at war, you begin to take things seriously. You begin to strategize. You stand up straight. You stand firm. You know, they're in Germany and there's gangs of Muslims and they'll beat up on a German fellow, a young kid. They'll punch him. A whole bunch of them will punch him. These are real men, as you can see. But you know what? Though that makes me mad, what I see out of it is we all have been able to take a few punches. Sometimes it takes a few punches in the face or in the body to make you say, that's it, I'm going to exercise now. That's not going to happen again. I know who I am, and I'm going to change the outcome. Yes, that happened to me that time, but now I'm going to take it serious. Now I see that I'm at war. Rather than being consumed by fear, which will do no good, you can't go crawl in a corner and hide. It will not go away. As a matter of fact, it's just come. Therefore, you must be prepared. I'm not saying you're going to win this battle physically. You must be prepared spiritually. You must be prepared physically. You must be prepared mentally. You must be confident. Exercise brings confidence to a man. If you are lacking in confidence, I suggest you begin to do some exercise. Because not only that, you will be growing in discipline, but you will also be growing in confidence. The physical work, the physical exercise, the strengthening of your body will also cause your mental confidence to grow as well. But do not neglect the spirit. Yahweh doesn't need us to be strong to win this anyway, but I mean in the sense of it's not always going to depend on whether you're It's not going to depend on our physical strength. Yahweh can do it without us. Yahweh could call an army from a bunch of rocks. However, it is your duty as a soldier to become prepared. Unless you want to have the living crap kicked out of you on a daily basis. I'm going to state something I stated on my news show for the benefit of people that may not listen to my news show, but only listen to this show. Let me just take a quick sip of coffee here. Boy. Okay. What you're seeing happening around you, do you wonder what's happening? Do you wonder why the world is upside down? Do you wonder why every place you look, there's chaos? There's chaos in countries that we're spreading democracy to. There's chaos in the already democratized countries of the world. There's chaos in the financial institutions. There's chaos in the weather. People that are lying and cheating are being promoted, while people that tell the truth are losing their jobs and being jailed. Immigrants are flooding our countries. And they are creating pure chaos, raping the women, throwing trash into the streets, protesting, trying to turn our countries into Muslim countries, a hell of a lot of good that would do them. You see, if we were not on this planet, if it were possible to wipe the seed of Abraham off this planet, all there will be is hell. We have Yahweh living inside of us as we are on this planet. And it is hell to be without Yahweh. Do you realize that? That separation from God is hell. Now, we were sent here to tend the garden, and if it were possible that we could be wiped off this planet, all that would be left would be hell. There would be no more voice of reason. There would only be voice of treason. If you've wondered what hell is like, you're seeing it live. You see, I told you that we are the children of the water and of the spirit. But all these other ones that you see, whether it's the Jews or the Freemasons or the Babylonians or the New Ages or the Hindus or the Indians or the Negroes or the whatever they might be, or the Mestizos who are Jews, they are the children of the flame. So though you are in hell and you can't see that flames are everywhere, you have to understand, and this is something I just thought of just right as I'm speaking. You're in hell, and the flames are all around you now. There's only one way out of this hell, and that's Yahweh. If we did not have him at all, we would be living in fear, and we would also be in hell, and we would be consumed by the flames. Am I showing you a picture? Are you seeing the picture that I've just painted for you? Well, let me tell you what's going on. Why do you see chaos everywhere? Because they're trying to bring order out of chaos. They're trying to bring back what they once had in Nimrod's time, the first Freemason. Nimrod, who had the garments of Adam and Eve. Nimrod, who was killed by Esau, and Esau took those garments. They were a sign of power. Right after he killed Nimrod and took those garments, he sold his birthright to Jacob. Now, today's Edom is very upset about that. Edom is red. If they are the children of the flame, what else would they be than reds? Eli and I was speaking about the greatest criminal of all, the mafia leader Arnold Rothstein. And what did Arnold say? What did he do? He fixed the sports so that the White Sox lost to the Reds. Now, I didn't think of it when Eli said it, but I thought of it later, and it just dawned on me. Get the picture, what I'm saying. The White Sox lost to the Cincinnati Reds. Reds. Communists are known as Reds. Edom is red. Esau was red and hairy. The darnel is red until it turns black. I've already told you about the Red Connection, the Red Terror, the Red Army. Colorado means red. So, they're trying to bring that same one world order that Nimrod had had for, I'm not sure how long that period lasted, but I don't believe it was long. Yahweh broke up the party. If they are to bring in this new world order, it will not last long. It may seem like a long time. A day could seem like a long time. He did not allow it then. I do not believe he will allow it now. I can't say. I'm not positive. I don't claim to be a prophet. If I am, I don't know that I am. So I don't give you any dates. I just look at things from a common sense point of view. I'm not always right. But I am right in many, many, many cases, only because Yahweh has taught me right. John Kerry, the Jew, has stated that they want to bring order out of chaos. So the Jews, the devil has poured out of his mouth a flood against the woman Israel. The woman Israel are the Caucasian people, the Adamic race, the tribes of Israel. The flood has surrounded us and seeks to devour us. The flood being people, you know, water is usually known as people. However, this is a flood of flames, and they are burning. Water can kill flames, there's no doubt about that. We are the children of the water and the spirit. These people are the flames. The devil, when asked what he was doing on earth, he said he was going to and fro, seeking to whom he may devour. In the same way Herod the Edomite, one of his children, sought to devour the woman's child, the woman being Israel, and the child being Yeshua the Christ. He was born of water. When we're born, ladies and gentlemen, we are born of water and spirit. Some of us have been born from above, and some have been from below. I think we know who's who, and we can see that the children of the flame are deliberately causing chaos all around us. You see, there's a statement that the Freemasons have, and it's in Latin, and it says, Ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. The Freemasons are responsible for creating chaos. Who are they? They're institutions run by Jews that trap white Anglo-Saxon men into them and make them Shabbos Goy race traders. They are subversives. They are enemies of Yahweh and Israel. They came out of us because they're not from us. That's the only way it could be explained. And they will receive the same judgment, because what's funny about the Freemasons is they even claim it as the pyramid is. They are the children of the flame. They came from the flame and they return to the flame. So they came from the flame. They are flames now. And they shall be bundled up and returned to the lake of fire, which is the flame. Understood? Is that clear? Does that make sense to you? Because it does to me. Children of Israel, brothers and sisters of the tribes of Israel, begin to know who you are. Begin to care for each other once again. Recognize your Father for who He is. His name is Yahweh. Yes. He came down in the flesh to redeem us to Him, to take back that which was stolen from us, the Shekinah glory. Also, what was stolen from us was immortality. It was stolen, but it shall be redeemed. And it has been done by Yeshua the Christ. Rejoice in this. Know who you are. Be prepared for what's coming upon the world. Turn off the beast television, the image of the beast. Turn it off. Turn off your cable. And plug your computer into your television and turn it into an education station. There's a whole world of library out there in the internet. There's all kinds of teaching videos, all kinds of learning lessons. I mean, you can learn anything you wish to learn. You've been robbed of an education. I suggest that you take control of that situation and see your full potential and begin to give yourself the education that you deserve to have in the first place. Yes, it would have been easier if you had gotten it before, but that's just not what happened. So do it now, do it today, and you'll be on your way. You've been listening to Saxon's Creed Radio Show. I'm David James. And until next time, study to show thyself approved.
Be sure to join us on the Eurofolk Radio Network
for our new show, Classic Comparé. Yes, his teachings never sounded better unless you heard him live. Classic Comparé is featured on Saturdays from 11 o'clock to 12:30 U.S. Eastern Time. That's 6 o'clock to 7:30 p.m. UK GMT time. Be sure to join us and enjoy one of identity's greatest preachers.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
If you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
If anything should happen to me, you must go to Gortu. You must say these words: Klaatu, Barada, Nikto.
Why doesn't the government do something? That's what I'd like to know.
What can they do? They're only people just like us.
People my foot. They're Democrats.
Now, this does not mean giving up any freedom, except the freedom to act irresponsibly. Your ancestors knew this when they made laws to govern themselves and hired policemen to enforce them. We of the other planets have long accepted this principle. We have an organization for the mutual protection of all planets and for the complete elimination of aggression. The test of any such higher authority is, of course, the police force that supports it. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. The result is, we live in peace, without arms or armies, secure in the knowledge that we are free from aggression and war, free to pursue more profitable enterprises. We do not pretend to have achieved perfection, but we do have a system, and it works. I came here to give you these facts. Your choice is simple. Join us and live in peace, or pursue your present course and face obliteration. We shall be waiting for your answer. The decision rests with you. For our policemen, we created a race of robots. Their function is to patrol the planets in spaceships like this one and preserve the peace. In matters of aggression, we have given them absolute power over us. This power cannot be revoked. At the first sign of violence, they act automatically against the aggressor. The penalty for provoking their action is too terrible to risk. I came here to give you these facts. It is no concern of ours how you run your own planet. But if you threaten to extend your violence, this earth of yours will be reduced to a burned out cinder.
This is illogical. Never give up your rights for any reason whatsoever. You are listening to the Eurofolk Radio Network here at eurofolkradio.com.
Live. Live. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, 2, 3, 4, hip. Hip, 2, 3, 4, hip.